Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu, Mavit Vishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, so we're at Bhandarkar, lesson 20, isn't it?
Yes.
Lesson 20, and starting on page 167 with the first sentence.
Can I start?
Yeah. Sneha rupaha tantuhu manujanam hridaya marmani sivyati. So this is sneha rupaha tantuhu, which tantuhu is thread.
Mm-hmm.
So sneha rupaha, in the form of affection, the threads of affection. Manujanam is genitive plural for manuja, which is masculine for man.
Mm-hmm.
So of men, hridaya is heart, and then hridaya marmani is I'll go back to the compounding. Hridaya marmani is a compound which is hridaya is heart, and then marman is neuter. I saw somewhere for vital parts. So the
marman,
marman for vital parts of the heart. So marmani is palampale palani. So that would be neuter plural, mm-hmm. I think. And then sivyati is from siv, which is to sew together, sivyati. Mm-hmm. So that is third person singular for sews together. So the whole thing is saying that he sews the parts of the heart together with affection threads,
What is tantuhu? What case is it?
So let me go back to that one now. So sneha rupaha is one compound, I think, and then tantuhu is the next word.
Mm-hmm.
And tantuhu will be in sneha rupaha tantuhu. It'll just be nominative, won't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? By sneha rupaha.
And what kind of compound is sneha rupa?
So sneha rupaha will be sneha rupaha tantu. Sneha rupa is sneha rupa in the form of affection. Of affection, threads of affection.
But what type of compound is sneha
rupa? Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Okay.
Sorry,
let me rush you.
Sneha rupaha is it karmadharya? Sneha rupa, no, form of, no, it's not karmadharya, it's maybe in the form of shashti tat purusha?
Internally, but what are we studying in this chapter?
Right, so bahuvrihi.
How is it a bahuvrihi?
Because it's saying threads of affection. So bahuvrihi, I think I wanted to ask you to explain bahuvrihi more, but from what I read in this one, it said that the bahuvrihi is referring more to how the compound is tying externally outside of it.
Yeah.
So when we say threads of affection, maybe that's...
That's internally. Threads of affection is internally, right? Because that's not a bahuvrihi. What makes it a bahuvrihi, usually a bahuvrihi is some sort of a karmadharya or some sort of a tatpurusha internally.
Mm-hmm.
But then the entire compound is going to relate to another noun outside of it.
So
in a way that's not adjectival or in apposition, in a way that you have to bring in some form of yet.
Okay, mm-hmm. So threads, but when we say tantuhu is what it's relating to, right?
The threads whose form is affection.
Okay.
Right? For whom the form is affection. Whose form is affection? So the rupa is what is the form of the tantu?
Is affection.
Yeah. The other way you could take it, which I don't think is what they're trying to show here, is the tantu equals a form of affection. The tantu is a form of affection. In that case, it's an apposition and it's not a bahuvrihi.
Mm-hmm.
You see the difference? Like, say you say, the tantu is a form.
Mm-hmm.
That's oppositional.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an oppositional or adjectival relationship. That isn't a bahuvrihi.
Mm.
If you, and so then you would take, it's only a tat purusha. Sneha, snehasya rupaha tantuhu. The tantu is a form of affection. If it's a bahuvrihi, it would go like this. I actually think it's just a simple tat purusha, but I just want to show you the difference. The tantu, whose, yesya, whose form is affection.
Yeah.
That's, so it would be then snehaha rupaha yesya.
Whose form?
Yeah. Is affection.
Yeah.
If you say the tantu, whose form is affection, or the tantu, even if you say, you can't say in there, the tantu whose form is affection, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you say the tantu, the thread, which is a form of affection.
You're saying threads of affection, because the threads are doing this, the threads of affection are tying the heart.
The tantu... I think they mean it as a bahuvrihi.
Yeah.
So because a string is literally not a form of affection,
mm-hmm.
right?
So if rupa was declined, say, in the genitive, so if we had a shashti tat purush, and it was not a bahuvrihi, and rupa was declined in the genitive, could we then say that was just a shashti tat purusha that was adjectival to thread, so the thread in the form of affection?
If it was sneha rupasya, tantuhu,
yes,
then it would be just a plain tat purusha and have a genitive relationship with tantu.
Okay.
For it to be a bahuvrihi, what you see there has to be in the same case as the thing that it's modifying.
So okay. Say that part again.
Okay.
For it to be a bahuvrihi.
First thing is, for it to be a bahuvrihi, the terminal ending, like here it would be rupaha is the terminal ending of the compound.
Yeah.
That has to be in apposition to, or of the same case in English, you know, to the noun, that it's modifying.
So they're both nominative plural here, right?
Nominative
singular, I mean.
They're both nominative singular. But the thing is, tantu doesn't equal...
Right. Yes.
A form of sneha. Right.
They're not oppositional.
No, not really.
Yeah. That's right.
So, and then back to what you were saying, because that was the part. So I get that they'd be in the same case. That what I was having trouble with is understanding the how we translate it. So what you said was, if it's a bahuvrihi, we have to have some form of yet. So then we would have to say the thread for whom. The form is of affection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whose form is affection.
So we have to add that to it,
or
because
is,
they're not equal. It's not an appositional.
That's right, because if you say to make it equal, apposition or adjectival, the tantu is a form of affection.
Yeah.
Right? Tantu, the thread, is a sneharupa.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
But here, the question that comes into my mind is, can be the tantu is like, you could say the tantu is like, but that isn't even the tantu, you would have to say the tantu is like affection, and that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it has to be a bahuvrihi.
Yeah.
So now if it were appositional or adjectival, it would be the sneha rupa tantu, but the tantu which is a sneha rupa. Tantu is a sneha rupa.
Right. They would just be all declined, or they'd all be together in the compound.
That's right. But for it to be a bahuvrihi, you have it in apposition in terms of the ending. The same case, the same gender. Okay. That's important too, the same gender, it'll take the gender.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And then when you do the vigraha, means when you break it up, you have to break it up with a form of yesya. Yes, of yet, like yam, like a kataka, not in the nominative, it would be like yam or yena, right? Or yasmat or yesya or yasmin will be the way that this appellation, that's what they call it, you know, it's like a name.
Mm-hmm.
A sneha rupa becomes a name of the tantu.
Yeah.
Yeah. like Mahabaho, oh great arm, oh great arms. Mm-hmm. You know, for Arjuna it means for whom the arms are strong.
Right, or Trayambaka.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Lord has three eyes,
So we are saying, just so I get, this is the first time I'm learning Bahubri, that Sneha Rupa here is a Bahubri compound because we are looking at Sneha Rupa in connection with Tantu.
That's right.
That's how we say it's Bahubri. And internally, if Tantu wasn't there, supposing we just had the word Sneha Rupa, then internally it is Shashti Tat Purusha, right?
Yes.
Sneha Rupa. So if we said something like, someone who is Sneha Rupa, like Swamiji is, you know, in the form of love, like his, then also
no, again, no, let me explain that. Just like when you're reading in the Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna or Arjuna or anybody has an appellation, like they're have a respectful title. Those are Bahuvrihis.
Oh, those are right.
Because you're not, they weren't Bahuvrihis, you would say the arm which is strong did something. Mm. But if you can't say that, then it's referring to something else.
So it's an appellation, like you said. You
know? Yeah. And then you have to do the vigraha. And the vigraha means, usually, so frequently, the vigraha breaks with yesya, a genitive. But it doesn't have to. It can be yena, yasmin, yasmat. Right? From whom the fear is gone. Mm-hmm. Right?
So Sneha Rupa here is an appellation to Tantu. It could just as well have been an appellation to a person.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
This is, Sneha Rupa does.
Yeah.
All right, that helps. Wow.
So say it is Yasya. The, for whose form is Sneha.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Or for whom the form is Sneha. Who has the form of affection. You could break it like has is also yesya.
Right.
One
right.
who has the form of it, whose form is... I would just say whose rupa, whose form is sneha.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or you could say from the form is sneha, sneha rupa, sneha rupaha, yesya tantuhu, whose form is sneha, or sneha siya rupaha, the form is for whom the, who has the form of sneha.
And then Hridaya Marmani is the other compound, right? But mm-hmm. that is just a straight that is a shashti.
You know what marma means? It means the vital parts or marma, like flesh and vital organs, but it also means the weak or vulnerable part. So the failing of the heart, for instance. Like that.
Did you find the
yeah, I did find it
in the big dictionary.
I did. It was cut. It was down. It wasn't
down
the first,
a little farther.
Yeah, but I looked for it just because of the,
translation.
Yeah.
So you could take, you know, the failings or the vulnerabilities of the heart.
I see.
Are sewn together, right? What Sivyati is what?
Sivyati is from Siv.
And it has to go with what? It's fourth. And it's there's and it's a
it's third singular.
It's active. So the Sneha Rupa Tantu Sivyati Hridaya Marmani.
So he sews.
Not he.
I mean thread. The thread sews.
Yeah.
The thread sews the weak parts.
In English we just say the threads of affection. You just
sew the heart, together.
So is the
of men.
Yeah. So is the vulnerability or the vulnerable parts of the heart.
And Hridaya
it means puts it together.
Stitches it together.
Stitches.
Or mends.
Mends, yeah.
And this is a Shashti Tat Purusha, Hridaya Marmani. The client.
What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Sometimes the compounds, because we can say them in different ways in English, you have to look for all of the rules, but they're also, when you know the meaning, kind of know the meaning, it breaks for you in a way. Mm. Not that we shouldn't know the rules, but also will break for you. And some compounds can be broken differently, so you have to, like Shankara sometimes in his commentaries, he will say if we break it this way, blah, 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 we can break it this way also.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm going to read it. Keep
yeah. Sneha Rupaha Tantuhu.
Sneha Rupaha Tantuhu.
Manujanam.
Manujanam.
Hridaya Marmani.
Hridaya Marmani.
Sivyati.
Sivyati.
Varyaya. Yadyad Ishtam.
Yadyad Ishtam.
Yadyad Ishtam. Tad Tad. Dijya Dijya.
Adi.
Oh, God. Tat tad adi adijya dan vanaha tasya pupate whoops pu pater up bu patehe na na sadyam kimchit asit. So I had a lot of problems with this. This is the one that was difficult.
I'm sorry.
Lots of problems.
That's okay.
I just decided to give up because I was not getting on to the other ones and it was getting me frustrated. Okay, so we have Barya and Ya. Is that correct?
Barya Ya.
Okay. Bar.
Barya Yaha.
Oh.
Barya is wife.
Right.
So this is Bishashti.
Okay, so singular. Mm-hmm. So those were my two choices.
Oh, it's not instrumental,
it's not
singular?
No.
That would be no.
No, it's that's what I thought at first, but
oh,
it's not.
Oh, because it's got a ya in there.
It would be barya ya.
It's a short ya. Yeah.
Barya ya.
Okay.
This is genitive.
So we got genitive. And then we have, it looks like yet ishtam. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a compound, is it?
No, it
okay.
isn't.
So we just, I don't know what to do with the yet, so I just left. That's what one of the
well,
things.
Well, let me tell you one thing. If they say yed is which, ted is that. Okay, so those are correlatives. If you duplicate yed, ted, that means whatever.
Yeah.
Whichever thing.
Okay.
That thing.
Which, that.
Yeah.
In Hindi also you say it, you know. Jojo, chahiye, wo. It's like the same. You
Which, that.
Yeah.
Whichever it is.
Yeah. Okay. I know that's come up before. I just don't see it enough and I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah.
And ishtam, so which, and then ishtam is a PPP from ish, and it's was desired.
Or is desired.
Is desired.
Or was desired, yeah.
Okay.
Even
and
if it's PPP, it'll be is desired.
That's
is or was
because
desired.
It can be used as a verb.
Especially when it's intransitive.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
When it's,
is
it
or
is
was.
Intransitive here.
Mm-hmm.
It could either be nominative or accusative. I didn't get enough through the sentence to figure out what it is. It's probably. Anyway, I won't speculate right now. And then we have tut tut. So we have that. And aditya. Danvanaha, which aditya is strong, and danvanaha comes from danvan, which is bow. And I think it's genitive, singular. So that's a compound, and I think it's a, let's see, let me just think for a second. Strong bow. I think it's a karmadarya internally. And it's a behoover he, the one whose bow is, no?
You know, it's a difficult.
Like, oh, let me see. I have to look, now that I know that rule, what else is in the nominative?
You know what, if you look at 9a on the preceding page, if a behoover he ends in Akshi or Dhanus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I saw that.
These words assume the form of Aksha or Danvan,
mm-hmm.
and that would make Danvanahan the genitive, as
right.
you say. But then he gives an example, this Adija Danva, right?
Mm-hmm.
One whose bow is strong. Danva is in the nominative.
That's right.
Now, Jia means thread. I mean the rope, the string.
Right.
The string of the bow. So Dhanus is the bow, Jia is the string, and Adi means on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So say if you take it just as this meaning, one whose bow is strong.
Mm-hmm. And we have the tasya following it.
Yeah.
So it is a bahuvrihi then.
Yeah.
Right? One whose bow is strung. Okay.
Because it's not the bow that we're talking about. It's the one who has a bow, right?
Yes.
See, if it was talking about the bow, it said the bow is doing something. If it's a bahuvrihi, it's for the one who has the bow. Mm-hmm. That's the yes, yeah. For whom the bow is strung.
Is bahuvrihi always an appellation? Is it always used as an appellation?
Yes, only in the sense that if you use appellation as something which defines and is directly related to something else in the sentence, even if what else is in the sentence is understood. Like Arjuna. What if it's only the verb is third person singular, but Arjuna's name isn't there? So yeah. He did this. He. Who? The one who has great arms.
Like the red coat, I think that's the example.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So it's used as an appellation even if what it applies to is not present in the
sentence. Like what if all it says is the red coat gets
right.
a tea? The
right.
red coat runs. Red coat's not running, so it's got to be a bahuvrihi. The one who has a red coat, for whom the red coat is.
So it's always used as an appellation, even if the noun that it is an appellation to is not present in the sentence.
Exactly.
Okay, and then we have bu patehe, which I think is a compound of bu, it's master of the earth, right?
Yeah, it's also just a name for a king.
Oh, it is. Okay, so I don't need to break that down. It's just...
Well, no, bu is the earth and
right.
pati.
So it's
the
a
Lord
shashti.
Of the earth.
Yeah,
it's a shashti.
Okay. And then we have, I think what we have is na, and then is it ana? Anasadhyam?
Na. Anasadhyam. It's a double negative.
Okay, and then okay, so.
Oh, that's you, Kiki.
Sorry about that.
So then, anasadhyam, that means attainable. Asadhyam means attainable. So when we add unto it, it becomes unattainable.
So
and
then add another na.
Another na goes with asit, right? So it's not.
Well, actually,
not
you should take it with kinship.
Oh.
And make an absolute.
Not any. Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing is not.
Nothing
is unattainable.
Oh God.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Where is the?
Na kinship.
Kinship.
Oh, that applies to kinship.
It really goes with asit, but in your mind you should just remember
that
kinship, when it's negated, becomes an absolute, right?
Yeah.
So nothing is unattainable.
Nothing is unattainable. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then unattainable is in the accusative? Yeah.
Well, the verb to be isn't going to take an accusative.
So it's nominative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. I always get confused on that. Okay.
Which is the verb to be?
That's us. It's the verb at the end, asit.
Oh.
In the imperfect third person singular.
You're going to have to pick up this first part, but this just for this translation of this part is fine.
All right. And what else did I do? And so then kinchit is also in the nominative, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Neuter nominative.
Neuter nominative, yeah. Got that part. All right, so what else did I have holes in? I guess that was it.
You don't have holes.
Well,
you have to put it together
as a
sentence.
I have to put it together, but I wanted to just make sure I had the,
all the
cases for everything.
Yeah.
And every. All right. So, but the PPP ishtam, so I think that's neuter or nominative, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That should be. There's no other verb.
Because it's what is desired of by the wife, or for the wife. Would you say desired for the wife?
Yeah.
Or of the wife? Because
I see. The wife's desires.
Desires of the wife. Okay, so that's the subject. The desires of the wife.
Well, kinship is in a sense the subject.
Yeah, well, we have a couple. Right?
You have to bring it to pull it together.
You have to come together, but the wife is also, the desires of the wife is also the subject.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also a nominative.
Right. So, the desires of the wife, which, I don't know what to do.
Whichever.
Okay.
Whatever, yeah.
Whatever they are. The desires of the wife. Are not. So I'm not sure what to do with
sometimes you have to use the correlative and correlative and hook it up to the main, to the nominative, main nominative in the sentence,
okay.
Which is anything.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like if you were to say nothing whatsoever, nothing which is desired by the, of the wife. Of has an instrumental sense, but that's okay. Whatever is desired by the wife, or you could say nothing which is desired by the wife is unattainable.
Okay.
Or you could say it positively, anything whatsoever which is desired by the wife, using the genitive, which is okay there.
Mm-hmm.
That is not unattainable.
And in this case, the adhijyadhanvana is used as an appellation to the bhupate.
Right.
So nothing whatsoever which is desired by the wife is unattainable.
That's right. In English, we're not going to do the tut-tut yet.
Yeah.
You usually just do one of them. But in Sanskrit, you have to do both.
Okay, so, and then you say that. Now I forget what to do. That is not unattainable.
For the
king whose bow is strung.
Mm-hmm.
Who's ready?
For that king, Tasya Bhupate, whose bow is strung.
Could we translate it as whatever and all that for yatyat and tat tat?
Yeah.
Whatever is desired by the wife, all that is not unattainable.
Uh-huh.
You can say like that, or you can even go the negative and say, nothing whatsoever which is desired by the wife is unattainable.
Hmm.
Right? Nothing whatsoever whatsoever that the wife desires, or whatsoever the wife desires, that is not unattainable.
Right.
For the king, for that king,
oops,
whose bow is strong.
Right.
These sentences, you have to understand them in Sanskrit and then translate them in English, how we would say, because Sanskrit is very translates very awkwardly, type of a construction.
Yeah. Okay, but I get it. That was hard.
Yeah.
I think you did really well.
No, thanks.
You see the Bahuvrihi? The Bahuvrihi and the double negative for the not.
Let me find the Bahuvrihi. Oh, the Bahuvrihi was the whose bow is strung.
Yeah.
And then we had a Tatpurusha for the Lord of the Earth.
Yeah. For the Bahuvrihi, you should make a note, 9a.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just sorry.
And so both Bhupate is in sixth case, is in genitive?
Mm-hmm. From Pati.
And so here again, Adhijyadhanvanaha and Bhupate are in agreement in gender and case.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and the Tasya, all three of them.
And the Tasya.
For that king whose bow is strong.
Right. I looked at the Nana Sadhyam as, you know, Nana, like, of various kinds, and then Sadhyam.
That's what I did, too. I did that first.
Nana Sadhyam.
That doesn't seem quite
somehow
right.
When there's all that Nana, whenever I see a string like that, it's a problem.
It's a big problem.
Because I can go in so many directions for words, and then you're just sitting there looking all these different things up.
But that's the translation is very, the key.
Yeah.
Really, that's so helpful.
It is.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, if you had the vocabulary.
Yeah.
this grammar exactly. will break itself up easily.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, let's do the next one.
Shall we read it?
Okay.
Oh yeah, sure. Right. Sorry.
Bharyaya.
Bharyaya.
Yat yat ishtam.
Yat yat ishtam.
Tat tat.
Tat tat.
Adhijya dhanvanaha.
Adhijya dhanvanaha.
Adhijya dhanvanaha.
Tasya bhupate.
Tasya bhupate.
Hey, sorry. Na anasadhyam.
Na anasadhyam.
Kinchit asit.
Kinchit asit. You know, it would be helpful for other students, if they ever listen to this, to actually put the sandhi in when you're reading.
Yeah, it's hard for me.
I know, but it doesn't matter. It's good reading for us to. Okay. So, in that being the case, it would be bharyayaha, right?
Bharyayaha.
Yadyanishtam. Tat tat. Adija dhanvanaha.
Bharyayaha. Oh, there's a yaha there?
It dropped. Because
the visarga dropped there.
So, you're saying to break the sandhi or not break the sandhi?
It's nice to break the sandhi can do it for the other students.
Like the yat yat ishtam instead of. Yeah, that's easier to read.
It's easier to read.
Easier to read than the putting everything strung together.
Also.
So, I can attempt this next one. I don't have all parts of it, but I'll do the parts I have to. You can help me with.
I had some trouble, but we can help each other.
So, the first part, Pratidinam Trayambaka Yatha Vidhi Pujayami, that is just every day. I'm just going to do the translation first as I see it and then break it up.
Yeah.
But every day I worship Trayambaka according to the Vidhi Yatha Vidhi.
Uh-huh.
So, Pratidinam is, Pratidinam is day, and Pratidinam is every day. So, is this a compound, I guess?
Mm-hmm. It's verbal compound, right?
Avyaya. Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's just an indeclinable compound, which is called an avyaya, and then it's a longer.
Was this part of this chapter? I don't have any.
Well, I think he does go over it.
Oh my God.
And Goldman. I just made a note of Goldman's page.
So it's an adverb.
And if you look on 167, Roman numeral 2, there, that's that section on the.
That's right. There it is.
Yeah.
And they're indeclinable.
Okay.
Yeah, so they either are in the... What are they?
Pratidinam doesn't look indeclinable, does it? Doesn't it look like it's in
the... It looks like it is in the neuter accusative or the...
But the neuter accusative singular is what most indeclinables take. Like an adjective, they can be used adverbially and it'll look like a neuter singular. So let's read this, number 2. Why don't you read it, Kiki?
Number 2, my page is different, but okay, number 2. Sometimes the first member of a bahu rihi is not an apposition.
It's Roman numeral 2.
It's
the last paragraph before...
The sentences.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I see. Adverbial compounds. Okay. Adverbial compounds, avyayi bhava, are formed by putting together an indeclinable... a preposition or an adverb and a noun. So an indeclinable and a noun. Adverbs are to be considered as neuter accusative singulars. Okay. Adverbial compounds ending in a take sometimes the termination of the instrumental or locative singular.
So you have to keep note of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a final long vowel becomes short. The ending na is dropped, but optionally when the final substantive of the compound is neuter. Mm-hmm. See, I don't even understand that D. I have to read it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Ending na is dropped, but it's only optionally dropped if the final substantive of the compound is neuter. Oh, okay. Example, adhihari inhari, anu vishnu.
You know what's that good is that adhi... You can memorize this. Adi can mean in or on.
Mm-hmm.
Like with that adijya,
mm-hmm.
on the string on, uh-huh. right? The string that's on the bow. So adi can have the sense of on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Adhidhari, so in hari or on hari. Then anu vishnu, after vishnu, that is following vishnu.
Mm.
Anu means to follow. Like anu kre means to do after, means to imitate.
Mm-hmm.
So think of anu often. They have other meanings, but these are the key ones.
Mm-hmm.
Anu
mm-hmm.
means to follow.
Ati. And then upagangam, near the Ganga.
Upa is near.
That's Upa is near the Ganga. Then Anugangam is along with or by the side of the Ganga.
Mm-hmm.
Like Anuvishnata, okay. Yatha Shakti, according to one's abilities.
So that Yatha is so common,
yeah.
According to
Yatha Vidhi.
So Yatha Vidhi,
yeah.
According to Vidhi.
Mm-hmm. Adhyatman, on or in the soul.
That's Adhi again, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Adhi, Atman, okay. Then Pratyaham or Pratyaha, every day.
So Prati often means every.
Yeah, Prati. So
like
those
the one
are both
we just
prati.
Did. Yeah.
Right.
Pratidin.
Then Satrinam.
Sa or Saha means together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
together
then
with, yeah.
Trinam. No. So then what is straw? Is
Trinam. Trinam means grass, really. Say straw, grass. So Satrinam with grass, together with grass.
Okay. So these are thus ordinarily dissolved. Haravati is Ati. What?
Harau iti, adi hari, right? On hari, on or in hari.
Harau, oh, harau.
In.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So they're giving the avigraha first and then the second one is adi hari, okay.
Yeah.
Harau.
Then Vishnoho paschat. After, paschat means after,
yeah.
After Vishnu.
Yeah.
Following Vishnu. See?
Then Ganga yaha samipam upagangam.
So upa means samipam, means near.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Gangaman.
Gangam.
Oh, Gangam. Anya. Anvayat. Anvayatam.
Mm-hmm.
Gangam.
Anu ayatam means coming after.
Mm-hmm.
Following.
And then Yatha Shakti is Shaktiman Atikramya.
Shaktim.
Shaktim. Shaktim. Shaktim.
What?
Or Shaktiman. Atikramya. I don't
know. Anatikramya.
Anatikramya, sorry, okay.
Wait a minute. Shaktim. Anatikramya. Oh, not surpassing one's power.
Oh, just according to Yathashakti.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not
shaktim,
going beyond not surpassing it, yeah.
And then Adhyatman. Adhyatmam is Atman Iti.
Atmani iti.
Atmani iti.
Yeah.
And then pratyaham.
So that
pratyaham.
Atmani in the self, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Pratyaham or pratyaha is ahan. Oh, okay, I don't know how this breaks.
Ahani ahani.
Ahani ahani iti.
Mm-hmm.
What's ahani?
From ahan, probably is locative, singular.
Remember, ahan is irregular.
Is what?
Ahan is irregular.
Yeah.
Words are regular.
Yeah.
Words.
Which means?
Day. Isn't it day?
Oh.
Ahan, yeah, day. Yeah,
ahan,
means day.
Ahan,
yeah.
Ahani, yeah.
Ahani, ahani,
day,
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 and
day.
Day
and day, yeah.
Day and day out.
And then the last one is satrinam, which is trinam. Trinapya.
Trinam api. Aparityaja.
Srinam api paritajya. Yes.
This is kind of a strange way to break it, that sa, because when they give you the definition, together with straw, here it says, not leaving out, not for, you know, paritajya means to completely abandon something. Aparityaja means you're not abandoning it or giving it up.
Mm.
Even the straw, you're not leaving. You're not leaving even the straw. But usually when you say sa or saha, it just means it's together with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm.
Here he has a sense of all of this has the straw also in it.
Yeah. Try not to be bright at you. It's funny.
It's like if you bought a bushel of oats and then you look at the oats and the oats are accompanied by all the straw, you know? It hasn't been cleansed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little... I don't understand why they did it that way. It's interesting.
So then going back to the sentence, pratidinam is an adverbial compound where it's an... Because prati is
every day.
And
Dina
adverb,
is day.
They're considered neuter day. Accusative singular, so the A applies there.
Yeah, dinam. So you look at that as an adverb and then not neuter nominative singular, which you, in your mind, you always have to be thinking that these words that are nouns or adjectives can be adverbial, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So pratidinam, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Trayambakam is Shiva. Oh, I see. So this is also a compound, you were, like you were saying before, mm-hmm. I think. So it's Triambakam, one who has three eyes. So the name Triya Shiva has, mm-hmm. Right, for the pralaya, right? When that opens. So mm-hmm. Triambakam is one who has three eyes. So this will be a Shashti. Appellation for Shiva, and Shiva is not mentioned, just like we said before.
Yeah.
So it's this is about.
So Yesya is the correlative that goes with the relative that goes with it, right? Mm. So the eyes are three.
Yeah.
For whom the eyes are
yes,
three.
Yes. So this is a bahurihi. Pratidinam was adjectival. Then
no,
yatha
was adverbial.
Adverbial, I meant. Then yatha vidhi is according to vidhi. So yatha vidhi is again, is it adverbial?
Yeah.
We just did that.
We just did that one, number two.
So that's adverbial compound also. And then Pujyami is just present tense, first person, I worship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I worship Trayambakam according to vidhi every day.
Yeah.
Then the next part is what I had some trouble with. The last one I kind of guessed something about Akshamalam Grihitva Japami. I do japa having gotten the Akshamala.
What if you take Yavat as just as long as?
As long as, okay. So Yavat Avakashaha. Avakashaha, is this Avakasha? No, this is Avakasham.
Avakasham.
Mm-hmm. Is that from Avakashaha, which is occasion or place? That's the only thing I got. That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
So Yavat Avakasham. As long as.
So whatever space is there, you know, avakasha, it's like space in terms of as long as I have time to whatever amount of occasion is there, whatever
right.
the occasion.
As long as I have time.
Or whatever the occasion, you
right.
know, but avakasha.
Granthan.
Up to the avakasha, you know, that mm-hmm. yavat.
Depending
upon the time.
Okay. Yavat avakasha, okay. Depending on the time. Granthan is the. Granthan is just the granthas in the.
The granthas are the Vedic texts.
Right,
you know,
but granthan is not right. Is
Raman.
It?
Yeah, that's
Raman, of course.
That's too long.
Sorry.
Ago. We learned that way too long ago.
Okay, so that's just neuter. It's just nominative plural.
Mm-hmm.
Granthan.
Accusative plural. Granthan.
Accusative plural. So mm-hmm. the granthas. Then, is this Avalokayami? I couldn't bring
yes.
this.
Yes.
Oh, but I don't know what Avalokayami. I mean, I was just guessing because there should be an army here.
She said Avalok just means from Avalok. I think it just means to study, to look into.
Did you find the meaning of this one?
I found Lok, not
Luk.
It's from Luk. I got Ava and Lok to look
right
at
there.
Or see.
To what?
Look at or see. But I might be, I mean,
no, no, no. I just automatically, in my mind, take it back.
I didn't
take
go
it back
to
the
guy. I looked in
to
Antoine.
To where?
Hang on a second.
Ava Lok.
Oh, you looked in Antoine.
I did, because sometimes my eyes just get tired of that tiny print.
That's why I have that magnifying.
So I'll just go to Antoine and say, see if it's in Antoine.
That's a good idea.
But you don't get as many options.
But I did look in Antoine. So what did you find in Antoine?
I think I looked up Lok and then he gave the option.
Oh, so you did. You looked up Lok and then it's
yeah.
Avalok. Lok is different from Loka, just Loka?
No. What I did was I normally take things back to their simple vowel.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, a Luke. Let me try. Let me find Avalok. Once in a while, you'll see it as a diphthong, but it's not very common.
Yeah.
For for a word to have a diphthong. There are some, though.
Yeah,
it's
not,
it can happen.
It isn't, because it's taking kuna. Or
yeah.
Kuna.
No.
Of a...
I'm having trouble because I really need to change my glasses to the other side of glasses.
God.
But I'm just too lazy to do it, so I'm trying to make these glasses work.
Oh, yes, I understand very well.
Yeah, but I'm very, very close now. Of a look. Let's see. Oh, I think it's going to be Avalok.
It's all off to that.
It's Avalok.
Okay.
Avalok.
Avalok.
Lok. So the root that is lok, not luk. So that means Avalok, to see, behold, view, look at, observe.
Okay, so in this
to
case,
look
it
into,
means studying the grantas.
Yeah, to reflect on. Also to reflect upon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
there
it is.
Yeah.
Hold, view, look at, observe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Avalokayami. And then I think, is there an awe, that particle after this? Up to the time that I have, up to when I have time, as long as I have time, kind of a thing.
What?
No, then it starts again. It says, Yavat Avakasham Grantan Avalokayami.
Okay. Then it's up to madhya. Also up to the afternoon. I see.
Up to the afternoon.
Okay.
To the middle of the day.
Oh, okay. Madhya. So, that's what
yeah.
So this is. Oh yeah. No,
madhya.
I did get that.
Up to the middle of the day.
Right. Amadhyan. And then samaya. I know is samayam. I know is time. But then what is that ha in the middle? Amadhyan. I don't know why there's a ha over there.
I didn't take it like that. Oops.
Now what are you guys saying?
Why is there a ha there in the middle? No?
Avatyan. Oh no, that's a na. That you have day there, right?
Madhyana. The midday. Midday.
Yeah, because you
it's
have
not. Oh, I see.
But then.
Oh, is that
okay,
so? Wait a minute. Is that an indeclinable compound? Because what I thought it was a hun, and then in the either the genitive or the ablative, because it becomes Naha.
I know, but that's not there. That's what I have read too, just reading quickly.
Uh-huh.
Then what is the so we have madhyana.
Madhyana,
the middle of the day.
Yeah, samayam, till the time, till that time. And then it's akshamalam grihitva japami.
Up to the time of midday.
Right. Up to the time of midday, having gotten the akshamala, I do japa.
Yeah, whenever there's time,
yeah.
I study the granthas. Then, having taken
right.
the mala,
right.
the akshamala,
right.
I do japa, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's, yeah, up to, and in the mid-afternoon, at the time of mid-afternoon.
No, up to the mid-afternoon. Up to the time of noon.
Up to noon time. Up to noon time,
yeah.
Having taken the mala, I do japa.
That's how I took it.
Okay, so I'm lost on the... So we have Amadhyā. Is it Amadhyā?
Madhyāna Samayam. Madhyāna Samayam.
What does Samayam mean?
Time. Let's look it up. I want to see what...
And what is the Hanya? I mean, Ahnya.
Day.
So it's just the way that day is... Oh.
Madhyāna, afternoon.
Okay.
Middle of the day. Middle of the day.
I'm just confused about what that was.
The midday. Well, ahan has a really unusual declension.
Yeah.
So I have to look at that, but I'll show that to you in a minute.
And is that all is that all a compound?
Yeah.
Oh, so the samaya is the end of the compound?
Samayam.
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 Ahamadhyan samayam.
There's a couple of things I want to look at here. That means that the
So I don't understand why a hun just wouldn't take its stem form. Something weird must happen to
it. No, there's something weird about that. It might be in there, but there's something weird about a hun in its declension.
Yeah, and when I looked up a hun, that little na in there with the ha is usually in the declensions the ablative and genitive singular declension.
Oh, so you thought it was ending there with the declension?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I got that out of Goldman on page... Where is it?
No, because there's no reason for it to join the summium then.
Right, so that's so why I didn't know what...
But I think that what's happening is it's taking that form within the declension. We have to look at it and see why.
So maybe amatyan is one ending, and samayam, it's, you know, it's adjectival to samayam. Afternoon time. Up to the afternoon. No.
And what does samayam mean? After?
No, samaya is time.
Oh, it's time. Okay.
Ah can mean up to, till, as far as.
Yeah, they said in the back of this one also, it said, ah, a particle showing up to.
Yeah. It has a lot of different meanings, but that's a common one. It comes a lot in Vedanta. Swamiji uses, and he's talked about it in Shankara.
Maybe we got some kind of a note about when a hun is in compound.
I don't remember it, but I'm going to look that up.
It takes a strange form.
Exactly. That's what I think.
I don't remember seeing that.
I don't either.
Maybe in Goldman.
Yeah, this is because we all did our homework this morning. Including me.
I think I didn't. Okay, it's right on my lap. I'm looking for my Goldman book. Sitting on my lap.
That's okay.
Oh my god.
Is he still alive, Robert Goldman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He teaches here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you guys know him?
No, yeah, but I just knew he was still alive because my student told me.
Oh, I see. Was he a good teacher, Carol?
Yeah.
Well, when you look at 405 in Goldman,
mm-hmm.
letter G,
mm-hmm.
it says, a Hun supplements its paradigm with forms of aha.
I found it.
In Samasa only, ahaha occurs as a prior member. Well, as a final member, it's a hun. But it's not really what's happening here.
Listen to this.
Okay.
In the dictionary. At the end of a compound,
uh-huh.
a hun is changed to ahaha, hum, or to ahna.
Oh.
So it is the final member of the first part of the compound.
Okay.
If you break up that. Let me find it here. Yeah. You've got Madhyana.
So
middle
here,
of the day.
It is a final member of a compound here.
The middle day, yeah.
So Samayam is not part of the compound?
Well, it is, but you take it two by two. Then it says, at the beginning of the compound, it assumes the form Ahas or Ahar.
But the first thing you read, Carol, was that ahan changes to ahna or ahaha only if it's the final member of a compound.
But it's not the final member here.
At the end of the compound, ahan is changed to ahaha, hum, or to anaha. Okay? Then, note, at the beginning of a compound, it assumes the forms ahas or ahar. Septahaha. So the beginning of the compound is that they're taking it as the final member.
Mm-hmm.
See, like the example septahaha, ekahaha, purvanaha, aparanaha, punyarha.
So that means over here, amadhyana must be the end of the compound. So it's amadhyana.
No, it's that is compounding with samana.
With samayam.
Samayam.
Well, then I don't understand why it's taking that form as a prior member.
Yeah.
How do we know for sure that it's compounded with samayam?
Well, there's no way to break it.
Oh.
There would be a space. There would be a space. You can't, there's no...
Oh, they wouldn't join.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So well, that's the other thing. They wouldn't put it together, are you saying?
No.
Yes, one word, they would not join. And that's the thing.
Sunday.
That's one of the tricky things with the behooverhees, is to remember that if you see things joining when they shouldn't, you probably have a behooverhee.
Oh, that's
or a compound. I mean, I just vaguely remember something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But here there's no way they would join Sunday-wise.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
We would have a break. Those two words would separate.
Samaya means time in general, occasion, opportunity, fit or proper time or season. So here we've
we'd have a coming up with a sa, and we would have a break there. They wouldn't join together.
Right. That's right. So you have yavat of a caution.
So whatever, for whatever reason, the date is taking that form.
Then amadya.
Amadhyana
samayam.
Amadhyana samayam. Lakshmanam rihitva japami.
So that you've got this akshamalam grihitva japami. Mm.
Akshamalam. What is...
And I do, having taken my mala,
right.
having holding my mala, I do japa.
Right.
Then a madhyana samayam.
Up until midday.
Yeah.
Right. The time up of midday. Midday. So what is aksham... Is
Akshamalam
all together?
Akshamala is what? So Akshamala is...
It's like a Rudraksha bead. It's the mala made of the Aksha.
Oh, Rudraksha. So that's also a compound, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So a mala made of Aksha.
Okay.
So that would be a... By the way, that's the other word I've always wanted to remind you. You said Aksha. Japa. Maybe we said Japa, but it's Japa.
Japa, I know. It's always Japa to me. That's going to be hard for me to change.
Because everybody says Japa.
Why?
And mantra.
Oh, mantra.
Japa and mantra.
I mean, Mesoamericans, that's how Americans say it.
Yeah.
Japa and mantra.
It's so much Japa in my mind.
And everybody says Shiva, too.
I know.
I know.
Anyway. I know, because even to me, it's not Shiva. It's Shiva.
Mm-hmm. Shivji. It's Shivji. It's not Shivji, right?
I know.
But in your mind, when you say, I'm saying...
Like japa, mantra, Shiva.
Carol, you can't say japa.
I know. Oh, I know. It's awful. I have to be so conscious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, terrible.
So...
Okay, so listen, the truth is here. This amadhyana samayam. It means up until midday.
Until midday, having taken my mala, I do japa.
Yeah.
So,
but we're not all that clear on this Anna. But we know that there is some rule for it and that this is an actual form of day, for day, that comes in the use in compounds. We know that.
So Ahan is day?
And
yes.
Ahan. But this Anna is often used in compounds. It's not quite clear.
Yeah, well, so...
And so this whole thing is adverbial.
Oh, that's
The whole thing is up until the time of midday.
Okay.
Until the time of midday.
The ah is up to.
Adverbial compound.
Yeah. So it's an indeclinable compound, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And that's why samayam is a neuter nominative. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. So, and then the aksha malam is just a shashti tatpurush?
That's how I took it. It's a mala of akshas.
Okay.
The mala. An aksha mala. Mala.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I just understood that saptaha, which is also a Hindi word for week, is what you just read, is from sapta, 7 days.
Oh, yeah.
Sapta,
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Must be.
You know, one other thing, this akshamala, the vigraha of that, I'm not sure if there's something we haven't learned yet, and I have to go and review it, where a word is actually dropped out of a compound. So we say... Like it could mean the mala, which is made of aksha, you know?
Oh.
Where something's being dropped down, I'm just not sure of it.
Okay.
I have to think about that.
It says in the vocab at the back, it says akshamala, aksha name of a plant or seed, and mala is a string.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe it's just a shashti.
For akshamala?
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I settled down. That's bringing that
That's the only place we can really go with what we're given.
Yeah. With what we're given, yeah.
And what we're given.
Let's take a little break, so.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Shall I read?
Yeah, read number three.
Okay. Pratidinam Trayambakai Yatha Vithi Pujayami.
That's too much.
That's too much.
I thought I'd do it in three parts. Oh my god.
Because you want to be careful.
Alrighty. Pratidinam
Trayambakam
Yathavidhi
Pujayami
Yavat
Avakasham
Granthan
Avalokayami
Amadhyahna Samayam Akshamalam Grihitva Japami.
Okay. Good.
Alright, I'm going to try and see if I can read this Breaking the Sunday, number four. So we have Tri Chaturani Ahani Asmin Me Grihe.
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Ahani Asmin Me Grihe Vastum Tvam Arhasi Yavat Tava Artha Sitim Karomi. Well, I went for my homework because I'd already broken it up, so that way. Okay. So, Tri Chaturani is three or four.
Mm-hmm.
And it's plural, and it's either a nominative or accusative. I didn't get a translation, so we'll...
That's three or four, you have to make a note. Number seven talks about it. Right?
Yeah, number seven.
Oh.
And then Ahani Asmin. Ahani is, again, it's plural, and it's either nominative or accusative. It's day. It means days.
Mm-hmm.
And asmin is locative singular, in this. May, which is two or four. It's either dative or genitive. I believe it's genitive. No?
No, may grihe.
May grihe. So it is locative.
Mm. No.
No.
Gender.
In this house, in my house.
Yeah.
Got it.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, genitive.
Yeah. Okay. Secondary, you know, mama or me.
Yeah, got it.
In the genitive.
All right. And then vastum is the infinitive from vas, which is to dwell.
Mm-hmm.
And tvam is I.
You.
You, right. No.
Yeah, tvam.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Tvam, yeah.
And then arhasi is from ar, and it's you deserve, mm-hmm. and it's a second person singular present. Yavat, again, does it mean meanwhile or during which here? No, it means as long as here?
Yavat has so many different meanings.
Okay.
Let's see.
We'll figure it out later. I kind of thought it might
as
be during
long
which
as,
mean,
or well, or during which time. I mean, like meanwhile.
Meanwhile,
or
yeah.
Well.
I'll be doing this. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Tava, yeah. Which is genitive singular for my.
No, your.
Your again?
Gosh, you're getting a hum and twirl.
That's because I was doing it this morning and I was going really fast.
Yeah, that's funny.
Sorry. Oh, God, no wonder why I'm doing the translation. Oh my god. Okay, and then we have Artha Sittim.
Mm-hmm.
Sittim, which is, that is a compound, right?
Yeah.
Desired objects or
mm-hmm.
gained.
Or that which.
That which you desire. Acquiring what you desire. Acquiring.
Well, if you did Siddim Karomi, I it just means that I will accomplish. I will do the siddhi.
Yeah.
I will do the procuring.
I will get them. I will procure them.
What is desired for you? What you desire? Your artha, the things that you need.
Okay, and that is declined in the feminine accusative state.
It's like saying, during which time I'll
be getting what you need.
Yeah.
What you desire.
Yeah.
And that is just a karmadharya, right? Or would it could be a shashti tatpurusha?
No, the accomplishment of the things.
Oh, yes.
So it's just a shashti tatpurusha.
Okay, and then karomi is first person singular.
Mm-hmm.
I will. I do.
I do.
I do.
Yeah.
So it says, basically, let's see. You deserve to dwell in my house, you deserve to dwell 3 or 4 days in this my house?
In this house of mine.
In this house of mine.
Yeah.
Okay, you deserve to dwell for 3 or 4 days in this house of mine. So 3 or 4 days is going to be accusative then.
Accusative plural.
Right, okay. Meanwhile, I will procure the objects that you desire, what you desire.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
You know, one thing I want to tell you about this, and I don't remember the details, but just so that you know it, time, amounts of time can be put in the accusative and sometimes in the instrumental. And it depends on how the time is. Like probably it's something like this in this case, but I don't remember the exact rule. It's like, you deserve to dwell for 3 or 4 days for this amount of time. So during this amount of time, 3 or 4 days, takes the accusative. Now, when it's put in the instrumental, it has a different meaning, like either after 3 or 4 days or up to 3 or 4 days. So that's something for us to look up.
I just
forgot about it and I didn't look it up. But the idea is that the use of time in the accusative or in the instrumental has a different meaning.
Okay.
And so here, we can tell by the context that it's being saying, you know, for this period of time. But there's a rule for it. That's all I'm telling you.
Okay.
I don't remember what it is.
Okay.
Want to read, Kiki?
Yes.
Well, you can mark down number 7 again for that tree chatura.
Yeah.
Chatura.
Tri chaturani.
Ahani asmin.
Ahani asmin me.
Grihe. Vastum.
Tvam aharasi.
Yavat. Tava artha. Oh, sorry.
Tava artha siddhim.
Karomi. Sorry, I didn't read that very well.
That's good.
Okay, what about the last one? You want me to do that, or did you?
Well, I can recognize
it's
a
not,
few things.
It's not too bad.
So maybe I can attempt it. You can help me. And then when Carol just pointed out number 7, I hadn't read it, but then I saw this asan there. So
yeah, that's number 7
asan
too.
Panchasham.
Asan.
Oh, panchasha. So nearly 50, I think that means cows. And then brahmani pya. And then I recognize the da there. So give to the Brahmins. I don't know the rest of it. I have to look at that. Then Shravanasya Prathame Somavasare, I think means on the first Monday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those, okay, Prathame Somavasare are both just locative. Prathame is locative. There's no compounding there. Somavasare, probably there's a compound there, but I don't know.
Well, Soma means moon, and Vasara means day. It's a name for Monday.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Soma Vasara. So then what kind of Soma Vasara are the Vasara, you said, means what?
Day.
Just means
Vasara.
Day of the moon.
Day of the moon.
So on the first Monday about 50. So, and then so also
of Shravana. Shravana is a
Shravana day of that month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the first Monday of Shravana, Brahmani Bhyah is just is going to be dative plural for to the Brahmanas. And then ga is cows, so that must be feminine nominative plural, maybe?
It's,
I don't know.
It's accusative plural, but accusative, it's one of those plural. Weird, it's from go. It's an irregular one.
That's right, and ga for both, it's masculine or feminine. Masculine would be bull, feminine would be cow.
Oh,
and gaha is in the accusative plural.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Gaha, okay. Mm-hmm. So gaha Brahmani
is the nominative plural.
See, he was giving us a lot of... He was really testing us on a lot of things.
And then asan panchasha. Panchasha, asan, nearly 50, and then panchasha is
50,
right? So nearly 50 cows to the Brahman.
To the Brahman.
And then the da, give.
Now, adadat.
Adadat.
So let's talk about adadat.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Now, it looks like a third person perfect singular mixed with an ut ending.
Imperfect, right?
Yes.
Ut. Da, the root is da.
Right.
It reduplicates da da.
Right.
Okay. And that takes it.
It's a third class. It. Class
yeah,
three.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
That's how I knew it. Because I saw that.
That's
da-da.
Where the reduplication.
Yeah, and that was.
I forgot it was class three.
And Yajnavarman is a person. It's a name.
Yeah. So Yajnavarma gave. Okay. So Yajnavarma gave nearly 50 cows to the Brahmanas on the first Somvar of Shravana.
Yeah. There's another thing there that Panchashaha. That's. I think he talks about that in number 7, where the. It's actually Panchashat.
Mm-hmm.
The ta drops, and then it becomes like an ending noun. Because the problem with it is panchasha is a cardinal. Is which one's cardinal and which one's ordinal? It's ordinal, means 50th. So if you see panchasha, then you say the 50th cow, up to the, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But it's because panchasha, that ta drops. And then it becomes panchashaha because gaha, not the feminine nominative plural.
Oh, it should be shaha there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the visarga drops.
Sorry.
To go along with gaha.
Yeah. No, that's all right. I didn't catch that either.
Cows, which are nearly 50 cows.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, whenever I see the numbers, then my mind starts to spin because some of them are declined in certain ways.
I prefer not to think about that.
There's no visarga there. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
No.
All right, should I read it?
Yeah.
Asan panchashaha.
Asana.
Asana. Oh, asana panchashaha gaha.
Asana panchashaha gaha.
Brahmanebhyah.
Brahmanebhyah.
Adadat. Yajnavarma. Shravanasya. Prathame. Somavasare.
That's good.
Well, it took us a long time to get through.
Very tough. They were hard sentences.
I know.
You just had to think so much because... You had to remember, like, that was the thing, like, when things join, when they don't join, so that you had to know if there was a compound there or not.
Yeah.
That's what I was struggling with a lot, was where to break things, and then what kind of compound it was, and how it translates. It's like, it's just a lot.
But I have to say, despite all that, in some ways I find the compounds, even though these chapters come later than the case 3 stuff, and all,
I
find it a little easier than the verbal.
I agree.
They have stuff like Ami, Ati, the endings are completely fine.
I agree.
Oh gosh, look at how long this sentence is.
Sure,
the next one?
Yeah.
Asha Mukta.
The first two little ones, and then that whole
thing is
two and a half lines is one long sentence. So, how much do you want to do for next week?
Oh god, what is that?
How about this? 4-line paragraph and then the 2-line paragraph.
Yeah, that's good.
Otherwise, we won't have time to go over there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And there's a lot to learn here. So.
I know. I mean, I don't mind taking our time with it.
I don't either.
Because it is a lot to learn, and then it's like, you just, it gets, it sinks into the brain.
Yeah.
Over time.
Yeah.
It gets absorbed and integrated.
Okay, let's do it.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.